Just to take you back to what we had last time we had Shir, which I can't recall when that was, last week, Wednesday, I think, maybe. We were talking about the lachas of brachas on fruits and vegetables, in regards to they have to be eaten in the normal fashion in order to get their proper bracha. So if a fruit which is normally eaten cooked, if a person would eat it raw, the bracha would only be shahakol. If a fruit was normally eaten raw and it's eaten cooked, again, the bracha would only be shahakol. If a fruit is normally eaten both raw and cooked, either way, so then the proper bracha would be given. A fruit would be brei pi eitz, and a vegetable would be brei pi adama. So, something like apples, which are people eat apples raw, people also eat apples cooked, so a baked apple is going to be a brei pi eitz, and a raw apple is also going to be a brei pi eitz. In America, carrots, you eat carrots cooked, you also eat carrots raw, so the bracha brei pi adama would apply to both of them properly. One thing I want to point out, that halacha, if you normally eat it raw, and you ate it cooked, we said the logic behind that is because it's migareyed from it, it takes it down from its bracha. That's only if the cooking actually affected the flavor in some way adversely. So if you're in a place where they do not normally eat it cooked, but the fact is cooking does not really affect the flavor in any way, shape, or form, so the flavor is still the same flavor as you had before, then the bracha would still be berei priadoma, berei priyoet, so it would not be a shahakol in that situation. It's only actually migareyed the milsim. It actually takes it down. So therefore, if a person would cook, and we mentioned, I think we mentioned this, or I wanted to get to this, I can't remember, we mentioned this, cooking it in water would be one thing, cooking it in honey would be in something else. But even what happened if a person said the bracha of brei pi eitz on something which is normally only eaten cooked and he ate it raw, or vice versa. The same thing with brei pi adama. But even your yoytza, Mishabur says, but even a few places Mishabur points out that but even your yoytza, it is a priya eitz, it is a priya dhamma, but even the bracha would apply to it. We also pointed out last time that it depends on the place, what's normal in that place where you are. If in America it's one way, so that's the way it is in America. In Eretz Yisrael, maybe they only care it's raw, so maybe in Eretz Yisrael the bracha might be different. The bracha would be only shahako, let's say. I don't know if that's true or not, but let's say that would be true. What about a person who travels from place A to place B? So let's say, for argument's sake, that in America it's normal to eat carrots cooked or raw. So in America it's normal to eat the bracha for raw carrots is a dhamma. Let's say, for argument's sake, I don't know whether this is true or not, but let's say, for argument's sake, in Eretz Yisrael they don't eat carrots raw, they only eat carrots cooked. And you come to Eretz Yisrael, you're an American, and you're in Eretz Yisrael, and you are eating raw carrots. What is the correct bracha? We said it depends on the place. Well, in Eretz Yisrael, the bracha is a shahakol on carrots which are raw. Or is it dependent on you? And for you, this is a normal way of eating. Your place where you come from, this is a normal way of eating. So, Rabbi Bodner, in his favorite quotes, Rosh Hashanah Zalman said, this goes with the halachas you have of makam shayotza, that place where he's coming to. And the rule basically is, if you're going there to live there, you now become a member of that society, and now the bracha is going to be shahako. If you're just visiting, and you plan to go back to where you came from, the bracha stays, depends on where you came from. So you, if you have two people sitting in there still eating raw carrots, the one who's a local person, he's going to be making a shahako, and you would be in that situation, you would be making a brei pri ho adama. Have a good morning.